Thanks for joining me today. This is the Anonymous Author Podcast, and I'm your host, Anonymous the Author. The Author. The Author. Spit flows, rip shows, a monster. Living this life how we are. Slick talk, pain and torture. The Author. Thanks for joining me on the first official episode of this podcast. Today we're going to be touched on a few topics. The theme is going to be Langston Hughes and the Harlem Renaissance, and we will touch on that a little bit later. I'll be giving you guys an introduction on who I am and a kind of theme of the podcast and some things to look forward to. So stay tuned. The Author. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust over and sugar over, like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it simply explode? That is Harlem by Langston Hughes, one of my favorite poets, actually. I was going to say during that period, but that poem just sums up the kind of thing that I love to hear. It doesn't give you any kind of closure. It just furthers the conversation. And I love it. Shout out to Langston Hughes and his many poems. But for some reason, this Harlem just always stood out to me. I first heard it in the, I believe it was, I want to say maybe the 7th grade was the first time I ever heard of Langston Hughes, and I first heard this poem. I do think it's one of his more popular poems, and it's not a simple little poem where you could say, oh, well, this is the concept and this is what it means. The name of the poem is Harlem, and he just goes to talk about what is a dream deferred. Personally, I think that this is a conversation about Harlem. Not just Harlem, but the Harlem Renaissance. And during that period, the innovation of the disenfranchised, because Harlem during this time period was majority African-American owned. Majority African-American people were living there, and they created their own economy, and they created their own lifestyle, and they went through a whole rebirth, a whole renaissance. This is exactly why it was called a Harlem Renaissance. There were black-owned businesses. It was just a booming time to be an African-American entrepreneur and to live in these vibing and beautiful communities. And I think that this poem is saying that what happens to a dream deferred? You know, the history of African-Americans are that we were slaves and, you know, we couldn't pursue our dreams. So I think this poem is saying, what happens when you lose your dreams? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? And he just goes on to break it down. And then at the last line, he says, or does it explode? I think he's saying that regardless of the difficulties and the challenges, that when you see that difficulty or that challenge and you fight for it and you persevere through it, your dreams eventually, they come true. They explode. You might defer that dream, you might push it off, but eventually the power of it comes to light and it explodes. So I think that if that makes any sense to anyone out there, I think that's what he was talking about in this poem titled Harlem. Also, the book, A Raisin in the Sun, I believe by Maya Angelou. Oh, y'all are going to kill me. I know y'all are going to kill me. I believe it's by Maya Angelou. Oh, or Alice Walker. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all going to have to get me right on that one. Y'all going to have to get me right on that one. But definitely I was not the only one that was impacted by this poem. It just leaves you with a question mark. It doesn't solve any problems. It just continues the conversation. It just adds to it. And on some level, I just think that is so poignant. I think that's so deep. Yeah. So the theme of today's podcast is going to be Langston Hughes and the Harlem Renaissance. I do think that this is appropriate because it was the type of reason that I'm starting this podcast is because I want my own personal rebirth. You know, I've been creating music for a long time now. Maybe I should start with an introduction. like I said, when I started the podcast, my name is Anonymous the Author. I'm a hip hop musician here local to Cincinnati, Ohio. That's right here in the Midwest. We're in the southern part, right by Kentucky. A little bit of North and South flavor. We are somewhat of a budding scene here. From what I hear and understand, we had a movie or two shot in downtown, which I thought was really cool. But yeah, I'm a hip hop musician here. I do a lot of writing. I'll do a little bit of everything here around the city. Act a little bit, do some music, shoot some videos. I just like to be involved. And I'm starting this podcast because I've always had an interest in poetry and writing. So I figure if anyone's listening out there who themselves is a poet or has been looking for some books or some kind of motivation or really just looking for a life change, I really wanted to create a podcast that, you know, that could be kind of like a conversation between me and everybody out there that hopefully I can motivate some people to start writing. Some of you fans out there can start writing. Hopefully you're fans of the show. Can be some fans and help you guys to start writing or, you know, anything that I can really do to affect somebody's life in the positive. I feel like that's always needed and that's always warranted. I'm sure there are other podcasts out there that do something like this, but I haven't heard of them local to my city. So I figure why not, you know? The closest is always the most powerful and the most impact. So, as I said, this podcast is the Anonymous Author Podcast. I do feel like every episode we're going to have some kind of theme, and I'm going to read you either a short poem by an author or a writer or a quote or some kind of scene. You know, we're going to have different kind of creators and different kind of themed episodes. I'm hoping in the future we can get some interviews with some creators. Hopefully they can share with how they go through their processes, and hopefully that can pass on you guys, and you can use it in your own personal life or maybe even just enjoy the content. I will be having some of my own personal music on here, music by Boltnik Media. This podcast is sponsored by Boltnik Media. That is the company that I am currently signed to. And if you are interested in sponsoring or hosting any kind of podcast, please email boltnekmedia@outlook.com, BOLTNECKMEDIA @outlook.com. Reach out to them, and I'm sure they will set something up, and I look forward to partnering with anybody who's interested. Flow into my jeans, got the game sold in hand, sold versus but not sold out for going in. So nothing ever really changes, cash is clay. So once again, we will be having some themed episodes, but mainly this is going to be kind of loose and free. I'd said all that to act like I have a whole structure, I have a whole concept, I have a whole plan, but I really don't. We're going to see how much we can stay on the rails, but this might just devolve into me screaming into the microphone, shaking my fist in the air. So we'll just try to stay the most positive that we can. So on the topic of Langston Hughes and the Harlem Renaissance, I think that during this important part of our life and during this time, during this era, I do think that free speech is a very important part of this American way of life that we have. I know this is the first episode and we're getting deep already, y'all. I know. But I do think that free speech is more important than... No, I'm going to just say it like this. I do think that free speech is important. I'm not going to say it's more important than anything. It's just very important. I would say that I lean left, but I mean, I do believe in the Second Amendment right. I mean, I'm here in America, you know what I'm saying? I'm here in the Midwest, and, you know, let's just say I've shot a couple guns before. I don't own any legally. Let's just say that like that. And that's just how we get down here in the Midwest. It's nothing vindictive, nothing evil, nothing wrong with owning a gun. It's all about how you choose to use it. If you use it for hunting, I mean, hey, nothing wrong with that. I support you. But free speech to me is on that same level. Like, it's just something that we have to have. If you're offended by what somebody says, then you are totally entitled to retaliate against that person. In my eyes. Now you're gonna have to deal with what comes out of that. But if you feel like that they upset you to the point that you gotta put your hands on them, then put your hands on them, man. But to me, words should never let you words should never push you over the limit to where you're like, okay, I got to react physically and violently. They're just words, sticks and stones. Shout out Dave Chappelle and that special, Sticks and Stones. I don't know if the people critiquing it understood sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, he was intentionally doing that stuff to be offensive, and they just bit on it. And I think it's kind of cool that he did it in a way that even though people were mad, he's so big that, you know, he's not even so big. It's just that he's independent, and he got his money and then did the special. So it's like, you really can't, you know, he got his money, but he out of there. If he chooses to do another special, he does. But if not, you know, he made his money already. So I think that was a very smart choice. I think that the people that are stuck with, like, network and TV shows have to watch what they say. Like, not every TV show, because you do have, you know, one-offs where, like, some like a Faison Love will say whatever he want to say regardless of what's going on. And, you know, he's still getting movie deals because that's who he is. But, like, people who come up in that light, like, who are always been stars, who've never been known as having their own free opinion, I think they'll always be stuck in having to say what their bosses tell them to say. And, I mean, hey, if you feel like chasing the bag is worth it, then you do it. But, I mean, I'm going to speak my mind and I'm going to speak my piece. And I feel like free speech is very important to this American lifestyle, to this American way of life. And it's like, no matter what happens, we Americans, we have to stick up for the things that are very basic in this country. Now, you can't use your words to incite violence against somebody. I mean, that's just basic. You can't create a march to say, hey, we're going to kill, you know, you can't create a Nazi party. You know what I mean? You can't do that. But if you can't give your own opinion about something, I mean, what's the point? We all don't have to agree. I might not agree with what you have to say, but I mean, I'll defend to the death your right to say it. I mean, that's a basic, you know what I mean? So I do think that in this day and age, free speech is always appreciated. I feel like art is art. If you choose to create something, then that is even more that you should have the right to do that. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you should not have any shackles on you when you're creating something. And then you let the public judge it. I mean, that's the thing. You can't say, hey, I want my free speech. Okay, say whatever you want to say. And then people are like, oh, man, you said, hey, I got my free speech. It's like, yeah, but we can still react. And that's why I think so many people get it messed up is that, like, I consider myself on the left. But where the left has it wrong is that people can say what they want to say. Like, it's been this cancel culture where it's like these social justice warriors like, hey, you can't say that or we'll cancel you or we'll get you out of here. It's like, I mean, that's fine. You're the consumer. So if you feel like you don't like them, you could take away. But when you start petitioning these companies and saying, hey, he's racist and all this, it's like you don't have to enjoy it. But can't other people enjoy it? And then on the right, they say that the government should be able to interfere with, like, Twitter and Facebook and say, hey, you can't take these people off of here because they are exercising their free right to speech. It's like, yeah, but these are private companies. You know what I mean? You know, and I've heard the argument, well, they've just gotten so big that it's a public, you know, it's like a public domain. You know, everyone uses it, so the government has to regulate it. Are we really going to give the government more power, fam? I mean, come on, fam. Like I said, I consider myself left, but I don't even fuck with the government, bruh. I don't even trust the government, bruh. I can't do it. I do not mess with the government on any level. So to have them try to interfere and regulate these social medias, I'm like, just create your own social media. Like, create your own following, your basic core, so that if you do get kicked off of these places, you can go somewhere else and make your money. Because really the only complaint is that you're forcing them to lose money. And I don't want to say I come from the bottom, but I come from some shitty, terrible situations, and I know what it's like to be at the bottom. And if you're making $20,000 a year off your residual dividend, you're not living that bad, fam. I come from the Midwest. We get by on $30,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good year for some people out here. Not saying they survive well, but I can't really feel bad for these people that's making $200-300 million over years and years, and then they all of a sudden stop, and it's like, oh, feel bad for them. It's like, ah, I don't know about that, bro. You sounding real elitist, bro. That's what you sounding like. You sounding real elitist, bro. You sound like you crying in the back of your McLaren, my nigga. Like, you sound like you just, you know what I'm saying? You got on your Gucci boots. You wiping away tears with the Louis Vuitton rag. Like, I don't know if I feel that bad for you, bro. But I do feel like people should have free speech. I do feel like you can say what you want to say. If you sound an ass, let the people judge you and you be an ass. And then people can stop messing with you. And then that's the end of it. And then you realize that you were wrong. Or maybe you section off a core following that really likes you. But I feel like idiots should be allowed to reveal their idiocracy. I do. So, yeah. Once again, following the theme of the Harlem Renaissance, all of that just to say that art should not be shackled. If you're going through a rebirth, if you're going through creation, if you're going to express yourself like a Langston Hughes and use your thoughts and mind to create something, you shouldn't be shackled by any kind of PC or I need to lean or walk this way. I feel like you should be able to express yourself to the fullest of your ability, as long as you're not inciting violence. I must be everything I can dream, every scene I can see, everything I believe. I must be the light in the dark, the life to the art, the swipe to the charm. I must be all that I can, be a better man, hope lives through me. All right, and lastly today, you got to talk about my hometown team, y'all. My Cincinnati Bengals. I know. What is going on? They thought that getting rid of Marvin Lewis was going to be the answer. That's what they thought. They thought Marvin Lewis was the problem. And on some level, maybe he was the problem. Because to me, he picked Andy Dalton. Now, Andy Dalton is a good person. Andy Dalton is a great individual. He does great work around the city. He has been to a bunch of charity events for his foundation. Him and his beautiful wife had some people that met them in person and said they had nothing but great glowing reviews. Andy Dalton is a gentleman. But he's not a good quarterback. Not for the Bengals. Right now, as the Bengals sit below, not atop, as the Bengals sit below the conference, last place, haven't had a win yet, 0-5. Andy Dalton is currently ranked 29th in QBR. I believe it's 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And you know what? I can't even blame him because he was set last week. He was destroyed. Most sacks a quarterback has had this season. So I'm not even going to blame him because the offense as a whole has always been the issue. Even when Marvin Lewis was the coach, the defense was so solid. And I think that's because Marvin Lewis was, he leaned on the defense. Matter of fact, we had a defensive coordinator snatched up that I don't know if he's still coaching for the Minnesota Vikings. Y'all let me know out there, and I'm in the Vikings coach, who he is. But yeah, I think they snatched him up. So the defense has always been real solid. It's always been real focused and real driven, but the offense has always gone through A.J. Green. When A.J. Green has a good game, most of the time the Bengals look pretty good. But the reason we haven't won the playoffs is because the offense was run through A.J. Green. I mean, when you're a one wide receiver, they can just hone in on you and you get shut down. And that most of the time, that's what happens. I mean, A.J. Green is one of the better wide receivers in the NFL today, and he was injured at the start of the season. And I was like, well, we'll be getting a top lottery pick. Cincinnati will be definitely getting a top lottery pick because, like I said, he is the offense right now. He can take the defense, he can take away the secondary. So they can't rush the quarterback every time because he's a threat regardless. You throw it up, he 6'4", 6'5", long and athletic, he will go up there and get it. You at least once a game, you saw one of them type catches because, Andy Dalton was slinging them things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, Andy Dalton is good for close and mid-range, but when you start, he doesn't have an arm like a Cam does or like a Big Ben does. but he's a good leader, and he's a good football player. But watch, Same way they did Marvin Lewis, I'm going to say about Andy Dalton, it's time for him to go too. But since Zach Taylor is a new coach, usually in these situations you see new coaches, if they're there for any length of time, they usually try to bring in their own guys, and that involves their own quarterback that they see. And, I mean, Andy Dalton made his money, so I wish him nothing but the best. But I think it's time to draft a good quarterback and to let Andy Dalton start grooming him, hopefully, and start moving his way out, or, you know, working your way in a trade. But I think it's, if we're going to get rid of Marvin Lewis, we got to get rid of the quarterback that he drafted. Keep A.J. Green, though, you know. Keep Green. But I just think we got to get somebody with an arm to really sling that thing to Green, and then we can get that running game going with the backs that we have. So I really hope the Bengals can next year. I hope the Bengals can do something. This year is probably going to be a learning year. Like I said, we 0-5 in last place. Not to say that the conference is strong. I think the Ravens are leading our division 2-3. So it's not like we're just killing it over here in the North. But we'll see what happens. All right, guys, we touched on a lot of subjects today, ranging from my free speech to my Bengals to a little introduction on me. I do appreciate you guys. I do thank you guys for everything, for listening. Please follow me at Anonymous Rap Guy on Instagram and Twitter. Like I said, at Anonymous Rap Guy. Tweet at me. Let me know if you enjoyed the show. And I have a new announcement. Since doing this podcast, like I said, this is a way for me to relate to my creators and to my other people out there that like to express themselves. And I think this podcast will be as much for people as it is for me, and for me to find a way to be expressive and creative. And I make an announcement that I am starting to work on a new project. I already got my beats. Me and my producer, Phobator, the mastermind, you know, me and him are collaborating again for our new project. We don't have a name just yet, but we do have the beats picked out. We do have a concept, and we are going to get in the studio in the coming weeks to knock something out. The project hopefully will be released in January 2019. That is 3 months away. It's going to be a way to bring in the new year, I said January 2019, January 2020. See, I'm stuck in 2019. It's just a way to bring in a new year. So look out for it. We will be having some upcoming announcements, some upcoming releases. So follow us, me at Anonymous Rap Guy. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search the Midnight Suns. Facebook.com/Anonymous513 is my link. And I'm sure that we'll have some fun, guys. This is Anonymous the Author signing out. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Peace. The author with authority.